whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Moreover, whom he predestinated, them he also called. Whom he called, them he also justified. Whom he called, them he also glorified. Then Paul raises the question, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And then our focal point, he who spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him, that is with Christ, also freely give us all things? A simple topic, a simple sermon today. All things freely given by God through Jesus Christ to his elect. All things freely given by God through Jesus Christ to his elect. The essence, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last of the gospel is that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Jesus put the gospel similarly when he said, greater love hath no man than this, than that a man lay down his life for his friends. God's free gift of his beloved and only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, is the supreme gift from heaven to earth. And Paul asks us to consider, if God so loved you that he gave you his only begotten Son, having given his Son to you and for you, shall he not then freely give you all things pertaining to life and salvation? We believe that from beginning to end, first and last, Alpha and Omega, that salvation is the Lord. Amen. That by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation through Jesus Christ is free, including the gift of Jesus Christ as the author and finisher of our faith, and including the duties of grace necessary for our conversion, the instruments of grace necessary for our sanctification. The duties of grace necessary to conversion are repentance and faith. And in the same way, neither you nor I procured or produced or influenced the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ and his voluntary willingness to lay down his life for us. Neither do you or I cause or effect or anywise influence the free grace of God whereby he gives us those duties of grace, repentance and faith, that are necessary to salvation. When the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is preached in demonstration and power of the Holy Spirit, when the preaching of the cross occurs, the preaching of the gospel that God freely gave his Son, in order for you not just to hear that message, but to hearken unto that message, God has to give you more than the message. God has to give you the message, yes, but also the means to respond to that message. And God does that by imparting to you the ability to repent of sin and to have faith in the declaration of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Acts 5:11, The scriptures say, Him has God exalted with His right hand for to be a prince and a savior unto Israel. In Acts chapter 17, the scriptures say, Then when the Gentiles heard this, they glorified God and said, To the Gentiles, God has granted repentance unto life. If God gave us the supreme gift of heaven, His Son, would we not think then that if repentance is necessary to receive that gift, God would give us repentance as well? And He does. Repentance is the gift of God. So if you turn from your sins by grace, you will turn. If your will turns away from self-determination and self-interest, it is by grace that your will turn. As God inspired Jeremiah to write, Turn us, O God, and we shall be turned. If we turn, it is by the grace of God. And if we believe, it is by the grace of God as well. There's a beautiful and gentle story about a seller of purple, a woman probably of great wealth, who by the riverside heard Paul preach the gospel of God's sovereign grace. And the scriptures say of Lydia, quote, The Lord opened her heart. And in that act of God whereby He opened the heart of Lydia, He gave her faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. By grace are you saved through faith. And that is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Something else God gives us is prevenient grace. What about before you repented? What about before you believed in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? What about when you were lost and undone? What about when you were confused about what the gospel was? What about when you didn't know the free forgiveness of sin that is through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ? Well, the scriptures teach something called prevenient grace, similar to the word preventive, P-R-E-V-E-N-I-E-N-T. Those of you who were born into Christian homes had the blessing of prevenient grace in the parents God gave you. Those of you who were reared in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord in a Christian home or in a Christian church were freely given by God prevenient grace to prepare your hearts and minds for your salvation in God's time. Those of you who led lives of rebellion against God, who, like the prodigal, left the father's house to live among swine, so to speak. Even there, in your alienation from God, in your rebellion against God, in rejection of your heavenly Father, in your wasting of your substance, in riotous living, why did you not perish in your sin? And the answer is the prevenient grace of God. God freely gives you all things necessary for you to avail yourselves of the grace of heaven in the face of Christ. Not only does God freely give us repentance and faith and the prevenient grace to bring us repentance and faith, but you know that when you repent of sin and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, God freely forgives you of sin. The scriptures say if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm so thankful Jesus said, I did not come into the world to save the righteous, but rather I came into the world to save sinners. Paul rejoiced in this as well, that God in His tender mercy, despite the fact he was a murderer, a blasphemer, that God in tender mercy forgave Paul for his sin. And the sweetest thing one who repents can know, the sweetest thing one who believes can know, is to feel the power of God lift off his heart and mind the burden of sin. God freely gave his Son Jesus Christ to us, and he freely gives us repentance and faith, and freely gives us prevenient grace to lead us to that moment when we can be saved by the grace of God. And God freely forgives us of our sin. God also freely gives us his power and his purpose in our lives. When God saves a person, God doesn't merely suspend him in an equipoise between right and wrong and sin and righteousness and heaven and hell. When God saves a person, God imparts to that person a great power. Jesus said, "All power is given unto you in heaven and earth. You shall receive power," he said, "after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Greater is he that is in you, that is in the world." God has empowered his people by the presence of the Holy Spirit in their lives, empowered them freely by his grace. And the power that exists in the sons of God and the daughters of God is a spiritual power. It is an ethical power. It is an emotional power. It is a worshipful power. It is a power for all things that pertain to life and godliness. Not only has God freely given us his power, but he has freely given us his purpose. That's why it is so sweet to the saints of God to know that whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Moreover, whom he predestinated, them he also called. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. The saints of God say, we know that God has freely given us his purpose in our lives because all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. God also freely gives us perseverance unto the end. One of my favorite verses of Scripture is Philippians 2:13. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Now listen to the various key terms in that. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. First of all, the one who is working within us is God Almighty, the omnipotent sovereign of heaven. Paul teaches the Philippians and us that that omnipotent sovereign of heaven is at work in our hearts to accomplish two things. First of all, God and his power are in our hearts to make us will that which is well-pleasing unto him. It is God that works in you to will, says Paul. And it's also God's power in us to work in us to work that which God by his power enables us to will. This is called the perseverance of the saints, whereby God in his mightiness, God in his holiness, and God in his sanctifying purposes among his elect is continually and perpetually causing the outward man to perish and the inward man to be renewed day by day. Our flesh is weak, but the Spirit is mighty. And by the mightiness of the spirits of God, Spirit of God, the saints of God, persevere in truth and in godliness. Simple question from Paul. If God has freely given you His Son, would He not then give you freely all things that pertain to life and righteousness? If He has freely given unto you His Son, would He not then freely give you repentance and faith? Freely give you forgiveness of your sins? Freely give you of the power and the purpose of His Holy Spirit within, and freely give you the grace to endure unto the end and be saved. May we stand together. Heavenly Father, may we contemplate the cross as the great token of heaven, that the supreme gift being given, therefore the saints of God and every humble sinner should expect that if God so freely gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on Him should never perish, that faithful God would also freely give all things necessary for the sinner to avail himself of salvation and for the saint to avail himself of sanctification. Father, help us to rest in Paul's great truth today. First in Christ, and then in those marvelous graces to follow. And may we, by your grace, avail ourselves. If it be repentance, may we repent. If it be faith, may we believe. If it be perseverance, may we, by your grace, persevere. And we ask this in Jesus' name and for His sake.